All right, a good talk. It's good to be back. We're up to Sif Chaf. Simon Tzadizayin, Sif Chaf. We're in the middle of talking about a mashkin that you have a chiv to give back the mashkin to the loiva whenever he needs it. You take it back at night when he doesn't need it. Again, back and forth. That's how it's going to go. Oh, we're going to see. Really, if he needs the mashkin, you have to take it and give it back, and take and give it back, lo'ilam vo'ed. If he doesn't need the mashkin, then it said in Sif Yud Ches that you hold on to it, you wait 30 days, and then you could sell it off and liquidate it and get paid up. But if he needs the mashkin, then since you have a chiv chazara, you can't negate that chiv, because you can never mess it up. So therefore, you can't sell it. If you're going to sell it, what is he going to do tomorrow? He needs his pajamas tomorrow. So you got to keep on returning his pajamas every single night, so you have no right to sell it. You're going to have to keep on going back and forth. That's what it says in Sif Yud Ches. We're going to see in Sif Chav Beis, an Eitzah, even when he needs it, how you can get to sell it. Hopefully we'll get to Chav Beis tonight. All right. Sif Chav. Even if he's extremely wealthy, has a whole portfolio of karkoyes, the ainling metalton, but he doesn't have metalton, he just doesn't have a pair of pajamas. He owns the World Trade Center, but he just doesn't own a pair of pajamas. Ela Elu, these are his only pair, Shemishkin, the ones that you took as a mashkin, Tzarchlach Zirimla, you have to give it back. Means there's no difference between an ani and an usher. Even an usher, you have a chiv chazara too. Just the only thing is, normally an usher has other metalton, and on, he's not desperate. He doesn't need these, the ones that you took. But if he needs them, then you got to give it back. Avalim yeshli metalton achem. But if he has other metalton, shein tzarich leilo. But if he has other metalton that he doesn't need these, then ein tzarich laksalo. Then you don't have a chiv to give it back. And this sefer yeshli metalton achem is not talking about just an usher. It's even an ani. An ani who has other metaltalim, you're not mechuyev to give it back. And an usher who doesn't have other metaltalim, you are mechuyev to give it back. Bekitzur, there's no difference between an ani and an usher. The only difference is, what the nekuda is does he need it or not? If he needs this mashkin, you got to give it back. If he doesn't need this mashkin, you don't have to give it back.
He has money.
If he has money, but he doesn't have pajamas. But he doesn't have pajamas, so...
Why does he say that? He can't do it because he doesn't have to sell it.
Why punk to karka? He doesn't have to sell. Why? Maybe we'll force him to sell the karka too.
Yeah, because that's already a step
forward. And metalton also, if he has money. Yeah, I don't think if Duval right now, since he didn't buy pajamas, he needs those pajamas. He got to give it back. If he has money, then he should be paying you up the chayv. That's all good for. But Lamaisi is not paying you up. He doesn't have to buy the pajamas. The chayv doesn't. Grade Pashas and Mashkin is lachas manpurayin b'derekla. Why? Because in Metzias, if I took the Mashkin b'shas talva, I don't have a chiv chazara. The whole chiv chazara in Tezayin says only if I took it after talva. I'm not allowed to take a Mashkin after talva unless it's a giz manpurayin. Unless it's mamish bezin yodin nechasa because they saw that he was mevazis nechasa. It's an extreme case. Namal, every Mashkin that we're dealing with that has a chiv chazara is a Mashkin after giz manpurayin. So he is manpurayin, I still have to give him back his mashkin because he needs it. So if he needs it, I got to get back. If he doesn't need it, I don't give it back. I want to be maisiv here, and look, here's the davar pashit. There are rise to this, but I think it's the davar pashit that what happens if b'shas avoy lent him the money, he had other pairs of pajamas. And I'll go even further. Even b'shas I took the mashkin, he had other pairs of pajamas. But over time, the pajamas get worn out. And now he no longer has other pair of pajamas. For the first 20 days, I held on to his pajama. He had another pair. And after 20 days, his pajama ripped. Now he has no other pair. Do I have to return it?
Why would I have to return it? The whole halacha is, if I take it, if he needs it, I have to give it back. But if I took it in a masa that he didn't need it, why do I have to give it back?
Because since I'm still holding on to his mashkin, and now he needs it, so now I'll kick in the chiv chazar. Now I got to give it back. You're supposed to give it to him whenever he needs it. Right now he'll need it. So even though it said in Sif Yud Ches that you hold on to it 30 days and he could sell it off if he doesn't need it, if on day 29 all of a sudden he needs it, I wouldn't be able to sell it off because now I do have a chiv hashava. I got to return it to him. I'm a mela now. I'm now allowed to sell it because I'm now allowed to be mafkia, that chiv hashava. So I got L'chayah has nothing to do with the time that I took it. It has to do with right now. And Faker also. Let's say when I took his pajamas, it was his only pajama. And he's sick and tired of me every single night, bringing him his pajamas, taking his pajamas. He doesn't want to have anything to do with me. So the next day, he buys himself another pair of pajamas. So right now, I don't have the Chiv HaShav anymore. I have a Chiv HaShav Shtendik. You have to see. If he needs it, I got to give it back. If he doesn't need it, I don't give it back. It has nothing to do with the time that I took it. It could be Niskadish later on, both ways, Lakula and Lakumra.
Do I have to give him back that mashkin, or if I want to give him a different pair of pajamas, I can give him a different pair?
You have to give him back that mashkin.
Is it a mashkin, or is it for me to be able to account?
Lakati, it's stuck. He's supposed to give him back. He doesn't want someone else's pajamas. He wants his pajamas.
It's his,
but the mava has a kinyan in it.
Really,
without this mitzvah, the mava should be able to keep it till he gets paid. But he still wants his. Right out of Makav Shaloi.
Something else. So I don't come out to write Makav Shaloi. This is his thing. The Mav has some sort of kinyan, but this is his favorite. Come out to Makav Shaloi. The Chiv HaShav is on his favorite.
Good, fine. I got to see someone who clears this, but I think it should be a Dava Pashat.
Are you giving him before
Lachati Yitzadaka? I'm giving him the Lachati Yitzadaka, but Moshe is saying, what was Lachati Yitzadaka? To give him back his.
That's
the Pasuk says that you should return it. What's the it? The one that you took from him. That's the mashkin he's supposed to return.
It's your own. Don't finish with Lachati Yitzadaka because you have a kinyan in it, so you're giving it back. So it's your stuff. So I give him a new pair of my own. Of course it's stuck.
Yes, you mean that you're getting out of my dick. I still think it's a double portion. Okay, so now we're back to rights of the Makav Shaloi. I'd rather have my pair of pajamas. I don't want your pair of pajamas. I don't want to come out to handouts. I mean, even if Avad Tzedaka, and even if the Mashkin really is Kani to the Mav, and he doesn't have a Chiv Mamin to give it back to me, it's only a mitzvah that he has to give back to me, but I still would rather have my pair of pajamas than have to take a different pair of pajamas.
Who cares about what you would rather have? Don't want to give it him because the Chati had stuck. So it's a Kavah Homer if I give him a brand new pair that I bought. Don't finish the Chati had stuck. It means it's a
divorce. Okay, so maybe that's why this Sakrim clad the Shaila. I thought it was a double portion, that the whole mitzvah is on that. Okay, at least Reitz Adam Makav Shaloi, I'd rather have my item. And we don't see in the Torah anything else.
The Torah is saying to give it back because it's giving back this Chati and stuff.
Right, if that is the Chati and stuff, what's it to do? To give him back the one that you took from him because he'll appreciate that more than giving him a different pair of pajamas.
Because that Torah is going to tell you that it's yours and you get a mitzvah for it.
Okay, fine. Okay.
The question is open because the first, he's not going to give him. If he owes him money, he's going to give him back. He's not going to go out and buy a new thing.
Let's say he has another pair of pajamas. He wants to give him another pair of pajamas.
If it's a good one, the Torah doesn't work. The Torah talks in the case if he needs something.
Right.
And obviously you're not going to buy him another one. At least give him back his own. That's the Pashas Akru.
Right, and therefore, so you're which way? But if I want to give him another pillow, this is his only pillow, and I want to give him a different pillow, you hold I could give him?
You want to lend it to him?
Yeah, I'll lend it to him. Well, certainly this also I'm only lending it to him. Because the next morning I'm taking back the pajamas and pillows anyway.
He's saying the cheaper pair.
But you want to give him, let's say it was an expensive pair, you want to hold it.
You want to
give him a cheaper pair?
Yeah. L'chari, you have to give him back the one that you took. L'chari.
If you give him an identical item, like you think it's not good enough.
L'chari. All right. Fine. Let's move on. Let's go on to Chav Aleph. Now, Chav Aleph, Rabbi Yisrael, is a very... You say this dick as if it's a bit difficult, but I think we break it apart, take it piece by piece, we'll be able to get through it. Let's see. Zaktum Mechaba. Kishamakzi ha-mashkain, when the malva is returning this mashkin to the loiva. The Mechab is telling you a good idea. You make sure that when you go back and you're giving him back this mashkin, make sure that you bring along Edom there to make sure that they see that you return him his mashkin. And not only that, Ula Hasreis Bay, and when you return it in front of Edom, give him a Hasra. Al Takzireu Li Elabifne Edom. You cannot give it back to me, the Malva, unless you give it back to me with Edom. I don't want to take it back from him. I know tomorrow morning he's going to give me back the pajamas. I am not taking back the pajamas unless there are Edom to see that. Al takzireu li ela bifnei Edom, which means, once I give you that Asra, the Kavana that Asra is, and if you come along at a later date and tell me that you return these pajamas back to the Malva, back to me, without Edom, you're not going to be Neman. Because I'm giving you a warning right now, that if you try to return these things without Edom, you will not be believed. You must, the only way you're going to be able to prove it, if you bring Edom, that you returned it to me. Or if I give you a shoiva, if I give you a receipt that I took them back. But if I don't, and you don't have Edom, you will not be believed. Machabi says, that's what I should do, and that will work.
So Kol Shekein when he gives it to him the first time.
Kol Shekein when the Loiva gives it to the Malva. No, we're talking about when the Malva is giving it to Loiva.
But he's saying...
The malva, in order for the malva to cover himself, the malva should warn the loiva.
So then the first time the loiva gave to me, it's a cheder. Why is it anything?
Why? The malva doesn't need eidim faked. The malva will have the upper hand. Or you should tell the loiva to protect the loiva, make sure give a mashkin to the malva beidin, because otherwise he'll be kaifa bakal. Okay, fine. But here it's the... Okay, but then he'll be... There, lemais, I'll tell you why. Because there he could be neman. What's going to happen? The malva's going to walk away and say that he never got the mashkin. So the loiva will say, I did give you a mashkin. It's my word against yours. And go, what are you going to do to me? It's my word against yours. I didn't say you got a mashkin. You say you didn't get a mashkin. I'll be neman. You'll never be able to collect a hava. Oh, but now it's faket. If the malva will tell, if the malva returns the mashkin to the loiva without edim, and everyone knew that the mashkin was once given.
The other way around. The other way. He tells the loiva, don't give it back to me.
Oh, the malva is telling the loiva, do not give it back to me without edim, because if you do, you will not be neman.
So the same thing again.
No, and the loiva, if the loiva tries, and I gave him that asra, the loiva will not be neman because I gave him that asra.
So why, again, the first time around?
If the first time around is the other way around, it's the loiva to the malva. If the loiva pays the malva the mashkin, even if he doesn't have edim, what's going to worse happen? There'll be a chasha between the two. The loiva has the upper hand. He's holding on to the money.
So the malva should definitely.
So the malva
should say.
What's
he going to say? So that's it. When?
When the
malva
gives him the
mashkin. The man ate him the what? But the malva is also covered. The malva will have the mashkin. So the malva is covered, he'll have the mashkin. And the loiva is covered, he won't be able to pay twice. Right, and what lie? The malva got the mashkin. You want to know, b'shas ta'ava, the malva should master the loiva that you shouldn't give me the mashkin l'chatchila? And but b'shas ta'ava, the loiva could anyway tie in a parati. So we're going to, I don't have an upper hand on the loiva. The loiva always has the upper hand on me, and let's have a move of b'shtar. Here we're talking about when the malva already took the mashkin, and it was established that the malva already took the mashkin. Everyone knows that the malva once took a mashkin. And now the malva is returning the mashkin because that's stated in the Torah. You got to return the mashkin when the loiva needs it. Now that he needs it, Zakta Machaba, make sure when you give it back with Edom, and you warn the loiva that he can't re-give it to you without Edom. Why? Zakta Ma, what's the reason? Hagav, Shim Loikein, because if you give it back to the loiva, even with Edom, but you don't give him this hasra, the loiva could then go turn around and lie to you and say, I gave it back to you. You're going to come to me to a din Torah, pay up the chayv. I'm going to say, pay up the chayv. I already gave you the mashkin. You're going to say, you returned it. I said, shkoyek, but then I returned it back to you. And who's going to win? I'm going to win. I'm going to win. The first time he could tanya parati too. And the first time he also could tanya parati. Here he can only tie the parati b'migod exarti. You'll see. Hagoshim loike no yinemul am exarti. The loiva will be nemah to say exarti. Oi, if he calls, the loiva will be nemah to tell the malva exarti the mashkin back to you. And memela, I am not paying you up the chayv anymore until you give me back that mashkin. Oi. Or, no, he cannot tain a parati alone. That's what the Rama is telling him. He can tain a hexarti, I gave you back the mashkin, or parati b'migod hexarti. He calls man that the loiva has the ability to say hexarti the mashkin. He's never to say parati b'migod hexarti, because then he has a migo, it's a good migo. I wanted to tain a hexarti, I'd be nemon. So now that I tain a parati, I should also be nemon b'migod hexarti. And we're going to see, Belinda, why do you need a migo? Why can't he just be demonstrate to say parati? Okay, that's akhrin and mucha. We're going to get to it. But be yisoid. Zakta mechava gavaldika yisoid. Make sure, when you give back the mashkin to the loiva for this mitzvah, you make sure to tell the loiva in front of Edom, al takzireni elab Edom. Because if not, the loiva could always be nemen to say exarti. But because I told the loiva this hasra, now if he's going to come along and tell me exarti, you're not Neman. You can't say exactly. We're the Edom. Prove it. Kozman, you can't prove it. You're not going to be Neman because I gave you the warning already that you're not going to be Neman without Edom. This is the Mechaber with the Ramah. Just want to fear us. We're going to go back to that. Just want to fear us to Ramah. Uvavad, as I take our local, the parati b'migud exarti only works if it's a parati lacha zman, if it's already a gizman peroin. But if it's teichas man peroin, vavachla you take zmano. If it's going to be teichas man peroin, I don't have to really pay you, according to Rav, for another week. So then I'm not nema to say parati b'migo d'exati, because it's a migo b'mogm chazaka. There's a chazaka, ein odom perea teich zmanoi. So therefore, for sure, I didn't pay you teich zmanoi. Mamela, I'm not going to be believed to say parati b'migo d'exati. But Lina, I'm going to have to get back to that as well. Let's just start again. We got the backdrop. Let's talk to Mechaba again. Mechaba says that I better warn you in front of Edim, al takzirei li ela be'edim, because otherwise you'll be nema to say, exactly, you gave it to me. Now, Rabbi, so let's just understand this. How in the world does this work? I come to you, I'm the Malva, I have the Mashkin, and I'm giving you back the Mashkin, which I'm mechuyev to give you back. I don't have a brayer. The Torah has commanded me. I got to give you back this Mashkin. I have a mitzvah. And all of a sudden, I'm being matled to Noyim. You got to stand on your head and spit wood and nickels. You got to make sure to give him back only with Edom, and if not, you're not going to be an Eman. Who am I to all of a sudden being matled to Noyim in my chiv? The Torah doesn't say, oh, you have a mitzvah to give it back only if you make this asra. You have a mitzvah to give it back no matter what. So how could I go ahead and unilaterally make these to Noyim? And if you object, how could I?
Why can't I?
Why could you? You're not. You have a chiv right now to give me back my to give the back.
No. Oh, back.
And you're going to make it tonight. You can't make it tonight on me.
Tonight. Here it is.
Right.
Good. You know, if you want to give, when you want to give it back to me, you have to give it back.
And I'm not accepting that tonight. And I'm not accepting that tonight. I refuse to accept that tonight. I'll make it tonight back to you. The Leiva will tell the Malva that unless you prove with 100 Edim that you gave me the Mashkin, you're not going to be in Emma. 99 is not good enough. You need 100. The Malva would laugh at the Leiva. Jump into the lake. I'm not Mekabel that tonight. So the Leiva should laugh at the Malva too. You're making it tonight that if I don't give it back to you by Edim, I'm not going to be in Emma. I refuse. I'm not accepting that tonight. Nishna Dem, I want to say even further. Even if I would accept it tonight, I'm Mekabel. With what was I mischaiv? I made a ma'aseh kinyan. I was mischaiv myself, bekinyan. I have to realize that this tanai causes me a hefsed mamon. This tanai is going to cause that tomorrow when I say hechzarti, I'm not going to be nemon and I have to pay you twice. If I end up giving you the mashkin without edim, so I blew it because I didn't listen to your tanai, you're going to come to the din Torah, right? Take me to the din Torah, I'm going to lose, I'm going to have to pay you a second time. I'm going to pay you for the halva. So I'm going to have to pay. I gave you this money. I can pay it. It means I'm going to lose money. With what am I in Ischayiv? Any type of Ischayivist needs a kinyan. Where was a kinyan? I never made a kinyan on this. So even if I'll be makabel, I changed my mind. So Ba'avo like this. If I made the tnai b'shas ta'avo before I gave you the money, those are the terms of avo. I was mighty mamin. These are the terms. If I go into every Mecca Kamemka, Hakol Fiat tonight, if that was the term of the deal, no problem. If I made this tonight up, Bishas Tavor, that when I take a mashkin, you should know, you're not going to be Neman to tell me exactly El Bifnayedim Pesayed, and you Makabal Tavor, you Makabal that tonight, not a problem. But here we're talking about Tavor's long, I already gave you the money. And I already got the mashkin also without strings attached. It was no tonight when I took the mashkin. All of a sudden, waking up now, I'm making it tonight. Who am I to make it tonight? And better yet, even if you're makabel the tanai, with what is the tanai chal? So you're makabel tanai, and you have charata. You come to the tanai. I forgot the tanai, and I have charata on it. And tough luck, I gave you back the mashkin even without eitim. How could I force you now to pay me a second time just because you made the asra? Now, beside, you're right. Beside, we see this concept al tafriyeni. And what happens if you do? Forget it. It's only to your advantage. You collect twice. So you're certainly not nema to say that the Malva followed his tonight. Forget it. It's advantageous to the Malva not to follow tonight to get a double pay.
What's the latest fee of B'chal?
Sorry?
What's the latest fee of B'chal to give back the
Mashkin? Well, because the next morning when he doesn't need the pajamas, then the Mashkin really belongs to the Malva, so he has to give it back to the Malva.
So he doesn't.
What's he doesn't, then he's a ganef.
He's a ganef.
L'chayr, he's holding on to the Malva's Mashkin. The Malva already has a kinyan in it, so Malva's mashkin. How could I hold back the mashkin from the Malva? So look, I'd be a gun. It's a chiv, and we showed in Sif Tezayin that you see that it's in Bezen Kaifin, because it's Matan Skar Betida, is a raya that it's not a chiv mamin that the Malva has, otherwise who cares in Matan Skar Betida? But he owes him the money, he owes him the mashkin back. That is Betzen, the Malva doesn't owe the loiv of the mashkin back. He's tam as a mitzvah, shake a lulav, return the mashkin. If who took it? If the Leiva took it? No, but the Maisa, he has that mitzvah.
So you don't want to take it? So tell me I don't want to take it.
And then what will you do? I want to know what will you do. You have a mitzvah anyway. You have a chiv. Mishat ani boch. You have a chiv anyway. You got to give it back to me anyway.
But it's not, first of all, that's what I'm saying. It's not a chiv to him.
I hear what you're saying. If it's not a chiv moment, I hear what you're saying. Okay, but if the loiv is not makabel, then
maybe he has to be makabel. Because you know what?
I don't want to be makabel. And let me see what you're going to do with your mitzvah. You're not going to shake a lulav today. You're not going to give me back to mashkin. You have a chiv to give me back to mashkin. So you got to give it back to me. So what are you going to do now? But ma'isa is, but you're right. The ma'isa is this concept about if any ele be'edim we find by halva as well. In fact, it's a mission of Shuas Lamechesim and Beis. And over there, it's talking about also, even after I already gave the Havah, the Malva gave the Leiva the Havah, and then a week later, he starts thinking, I mean, who knows, the Leiva is going to tiny, who knows what? I go in front of the Leiva, and I warn the Leiva, by the way, when you pay me up the Havah, I'll tell you any elevate. And the Mishnah says it works. In fact, Allah is showing him, how in the world does it work? How could the Malva do it unilaterally? The Leiva is not maskim, and even if he is maskim, we're b'man is chayiv. How is it chal? What kinin? We don't see that the Leiva made a maisi kinin to him, is chayiv himself to pay a second time because he wouldn't be neman. How does it work? This kasha, all the Rishonim, yes, this kasha. And there are basically three mahalchim in the Rishonim. The first mahalch is the Rashba. The Rashba says a blitz chiddush. He says like this, Eved Leiva le'ish Malva. A Leiva is meshubit to the terms of the Malva. Beggars can't be choosers. He needs to come on to the Malva. So the Rashba, since there's that implicit upper hand that the Malva has over the Leiva, when the Malva advanced the money to the Leiva lechatchila, even though he never said anything, it was understood by both parties that in the future, should the Malva tell me that I must pay up only with Edim, I accept those terms as well. Even though he didn't say it, b'shas talva. He only said it a week later. But it's all implicit, because Eved Loiva Lish Malva, you know you're my Eved, you know you're going to have to come on to me. So if you need my halva, you have to be maskim in advance that if I make Tanoim, you're going to accept it. Now obviously, the Tanoim have to be realistic. If I make a Tanoim, you have to pay me with 1,000 Edim, even the Rashba would be my, I can't be matal that tonight. But if 2 Edim, which is a normal thing, that I shouldn't have to be stuck, you shouldn't stiff me and not pay me up, claiming that you did. So therefore, I'm making you a tanai with you a tanai that you got to pay me with Edim. And even though I didn't make a b'shas talva, it's as if I made a b'shas talva. There's an understanding b'shas talva that even if you make it later on, I already accept that term now. And that's how I'm in schay, because it's b'shas talva. I gave you the money with that implicit understanding that I can make that tanai later on. That's it. Takon already. But this is how the Rashba says it works. Mele Zok the Rashba is going to work even Bal Kochay of the Loiva. If the Loiva screams, no way, I don't accept this term, I don't accept this tonight, tough luck, because you already accepted it. When you took the Hava from me yesterday, it was implicit that you already accepted this tonight. That is the Rashba Shita.
It would come out that if the Loiva would say, then he'd get himself out of it.
If the Loiva would tell Lekakila, then the Malva wouldn't lend him the money. Malva has the offhand. If the Loiva tells Lekakila the Malva that, by the way, I don't accept this term of paying only with aid, the Malva can say, Peseta, so go somewhere else. I'm going to deal with somebody that I'm going to be stiffed.
But if he gave it to him, he says, I'm not going to be Malva.
If he did, if the Malva was masked him to that tonight, so he was masked him.
No, he was masked.
Good.
He says, I'm not masking.
The Leiva is not masking?
Yes, the Malva still gave him the
Halva. I don't know. If the Leiva said he wasn't masking, so why did the Malva give him the Halva for? So if I said he was Mavat on the tonight, I don't know. All right, that's the Rashba Shita. Comes along the Ritva, and the Ritva argues and says, no such thing. And the Ritva brings the Ramban. The Ramban holds that you cannot be matal the tonight bar korchay of the Leiva. It's only if the Leiva is masking. And if it's Bar Kochai, it will not be Chal. It's only if the Leiva is masking. How does it work? We was the Kenyan. Zok the Ritva, Behahi Hano, we find this concept. Behahi Hano, that the Leiva has Hano, that the Malva was willing to extend the payment date. He's not mourning for me today. So he's willing to extend the payment date for me. Behahi Hano, Gomar Umeshabit Nafshe, I'm willing to accept this new term of the Malva that I will only pay with Edim, and if not, I won't be believed. But I have to be Mekabalit.
It's only if it's due now, then.
If it's due.
If it's one year in the middle, you can't
Well, Pasha is a mashkin, like I said, talking about lachas manei proin, because otherwise, but not only that, the Ritva is linked to nochavot, and he says that even if you didn't officially extend the payment date, and the payment date is still due, and you could nudge me whenever you want, but the bottom line is, you're not nudging me. You're doing me a toivah, you're making this tonight with me, and with this you're going to back off instead of harassing me day in and day out. So behaya no, that the malva is not harassing the loiva is meshabed the nafshe to the term of the malva that will only pay up with Aden. As is Dr. Ritva. Amemelo, it's only if the loiva is makabel. If the loiva is not makabel these terms, it will not work. That's a Ritva's. So
it sounds like the makabel is going with it.
Why?
Because it sounds like it. That even if he's moaning him to get out, except he's a mashkin and you have to wait 30 days,
good.
He's moaning him.
I don't know. If I made such a tanai, it sounds like that I'm working with the lever, right? I'm telling you, sounds like I'm working with you. Okay, you can sleep at night, sleep. I won't wake you up in the middle of the night. You can have the pajamas, sleep. But you should know, when you give it back to me, these are the terms. You better give it back to me, beidim. All right. But kinin is behiyano. That makes a kinin. Orev. How is an orev ever mischayev himself? Behiyano. It's like he got kesef. That hano that you're giving me is like you paid me. Behiyano that you trust me, I'm mischayev myself. Behiyano that you're not nudging me, I'm mischayev myself and accepting this term. It's like you paid me to accept this term. That's the ritva. Comes along Iran.
Even if
even?
Yeah,
no, right, no, so it's only if he's makabel the tonight. If the loiv is not makabel the tonight, it will not work like the ritva. That's fakir. It's going to be makloik is rashba and ritva. Comes along a ran and says a third pshat. So look, the ran, and the ran says, you're missing the boat. It has nothing to do with shibud. Taka, there's no kinyan, there's no skyvis, you can't do it unilaterally, nothing's chal. But the ran says, balabatish. I went ahead and I gave you this warning. You better not pay me up unless you do it in front of Adam. Otherwise, I'm not going to believe you. The lady is petrified. He's scared stiff. What's going to happen? He's going to pay up without Adam. Then the mouth is going to mourn him. The lady is going to say, I paid you without Adam. I have Adam that you weren't supposed to do that. You're going to look foolish. You're going to look like you're a ganif. And I'm going to beschmutz you in the streets that you took a halva and you didn't pay. The Ran says it's just a balabatish thing. The loiv is scared stiff. He's going to look bad. And if it's Anan Sahadi, Dr. Ran, that he will listen to that straw. Anan Sahadi, he won't chance it. He won't risk to pay up without Adam because he'll look bad. He'll look like a ganif. And therefore, even if he claims that he did, Shakuri Mashaka. Anan Sahadi, Shakuri Mashaka, that he must be lying because no loiv is going to risk it to look bad. And that's the Ran. So you have three prod. Now, like the Ran, you could really svarig and go either way. Maybe the Anan Sahadi is stark, even if the loiva was Meika. That's how the Ran suggests. And therefore, the Malva could make this tonight unilaterally, even if the loiva objects. And the Shach and Simon Ayin, Sivkot and Tess, argues. And he says that if you have Anan Sahadi, Bishloim, if the loiva accepts the terms, so then he looks bad later. So why do you pay if you accepted the terms? But if Bishas Meister, the loiva said, no, I don't want to accept that term, and I'm going to pay you even without Adam. I warn you, I will pay you without Adam. So then it's Yitach, and he carried through with that threat, and he did pay without Adam. He's not going to look bad. You don't have the Anan Sa'adi. So at the end of the day, it's a three-way makloikas Rishonim. Rashba, Ritva, and Ran. And the Nafkamina, according to these timelines, is really makloikas Rishonim. If the Malva can make this tonight unilaterally, even if the Leiva doesn't accept. And Lechayra, that's going to be the same thing over here. Lechayra, by the Mashkin, the same thing. Like the Rashba, you're going to have to say, Eved Leiva Lish Malva. And when we made the Avah, it's implicit that I can make it tonight later on. Al Tak Zireini Elevedim, Al Tefreini Elevedim. And I could do that unilaterally. And like the Ritva, no, it's only behind no that I'm not nudging you. So Memela, you're going to have to accept the terms, and if you don't, it won't be Chal. And later on, you can go either way. La halacha, the Shach paskins, that you cannot force the loiva. The loiva has to accept the terms. The Shach, the Mishul Melech, the Duli Chum, it's Rilaroi. Ruba Dur, Tumim, Ruba Dur, Ruba Dur, Achrein, and Paskin like that. At least Midei Sofik, Avada the loiva is Nemon, to say that he paid him if he objected b'shas maisa. So this is only going to work. This mechabes eitza will only work if the loiv accepts this term. If the loiv is a nudnik, he'll say, I don't accept. Tough. See, what are you going to do to me? You have to give it back anyway. You have a mitzvah. And I'm not willing to accept this term. I will return you the mashkin even without Edim. And yes, I'm warning you right now. I will lie. And I'm going to go to Bez when you want it to avail me. And I'm going to lie. I'm going to say I returned it. And even if I don't do it, I'm going to say parati, b'migo d'exati. And you have nothing to do. You can't do anything. So go five. What are you going to do to me? Nothing. And the loiva has a right to object. La halacha la maisa. That's what comes out. Like the shach.
I'm going to give you back the mashkin if I'm risking giving it back. Yeah, getting it back.
Oh, good. Good. So we once had a, who was it, Avni Chayshin, and I've been thinking of Sifches as a Svara. Sifches Vav, I don't remember. We had a Svara that you're not mechiv to give that ben mashkin if you might lose it. All right, where does he come from? I don't know. We're going to see Belina and Sifchav Bez is a Minchat Pitim who says something similar, that you don't have to give it back to the Levi, you have to give it to Bezin. You have to make a chiv Chazara. But you can give it to Bezin, Bezin will be Zeichin on behalf of the Levi, and the Bezin will have the intervention there. But besides, I have a mitzvah, I got to give it back. What should I do? I got to give back the mashkin.
Well, I don't stand on me. I thought always that if a person has to give a loan, he has to have Edim.
Hamavu be'edim ein zorg lefer be'edim.
You have to have
an Edim. Oh, Hamavu be'edim. The halva has to be done be'edim. Correct.
So finish, what's the problem?
So what? But Hamavu be'edim ein zorg lefer. Because he'll say parati. No, that's Hamavu bishtar. Who said we're talking about Hamavu bishtar? Parshu talking about Hamavu alpeh. I'll move up there. In fact, grab the agave.
I should move up
here. I move up here. You're never to say parati. I move up here. You're never to say parati without Edom. My mother bade him in circle for Edom. Grada Agav, once you're mentioning it, faket, like some achreidim, this whole halakha is only talking about by muva alpeh. Because if it be a muva bishtar, the tumim want to say, you're not nemen to say parati, b'migo d'exarti. Tumim and taz. It's a machlokes. Prisha over here in Sif Lamedal says, parati, b'migo d'exarti works even k'neged ishtar. It's a machlokes. There's many achreidim on it. But b'yisai pashas, we're talking about muva alpeh. L'chol apokas, we're talking about muva alpeh. Now, I just want to fear, oh, it's just this.
What's this anant sadi worth? Look around, what's it worth in best?
And I have Edom that you certainly would have listened. So I know that you're lying.
So Bezin never
would. Like the Ran. Like the Ran. I'm saying like the Ran. Now I just want to play it out, Rabbi Sagar. We really have to move on. But I just want to play it out. What does this mean? You gave me Asra, and the Rashba, it's tough, or the Ritva, that was Makabal, Bayano, the Ran, Yavanan Sadi. I wouldn't have done it. Just let's play it out. The Malva returned the pajamas at night. And he gave this hasra al takzireni el abedim. Comes the next morning, the malva is already knocking at the crack of dawn on the leiva's door. I want my pajamas back. Crack of dawn, no one's up. You don't know edim. So leiva says, but I don't have any edim to give it to. Malva says, tough. It's my mashkin. It's my mashkin. You're mechuyev to give it to me. How can you not give it to me? You're mechuyev to give it to me. What does that mean? I very nice. I told you that Zreinil obeyed him, so you can't return. But you're holding on to my mashkin. You don't give me that mashkin. You're a ganif. Just play it out. How does this work with Metzias? Bishleim with the loiva was mischayiv himself because he's makabel the Tanai or the Ritva or the Nansadi Beseder. But how does it work in Metzias? Where's the Nansadi? Maybe the Malva came to my house when there was no Edim. Elamai, the loiva would be smart and the loiva would tell the Malva Beseder, give me a shoiva. The Malva said, I'm sorry, I don't have a pen. There's no shoiva. I have no piece of paper. Nothing. Now what are you going to do? Okay? So what are you going to do to me? So what?
If I give it back to you, you might be able to deny me.
And therefore?
So I'm not allowed to give back to
me. Oh, you're not allowed to give it back to me.
Yeah.
Come
with me from a guy here. What's his name?
Okay, so Bishleima, let's just play this out. Bishleima by the Mishnah and Shavuos, which is talking about Alvar. So in the really, you're supposed to pay me Sunday. Let's say there was the due date is Sunday. But I tell you, I'll take for any El Abedim. So what did I just do? I just told you the due date's not Sunday. The due date's Sunday with Edim. So if I come Sunday and I say, you got to pay me, but there's no Edim, the Levi will say, Anshultkmi, I would love to pay, but there's no Edim, and the due date is no longer Sunday. The due date's Sunday with Edim. You're my victim's man. Kozman, there's no Edim, there's no due date. That type of swar we already have in Exois in Simon Ains of Cotton Vav. That it's like I was my victim's man, and it's not due yet. Without Edim, it's not due. That's very well. That works by halva. But now we're talking about mashkin and grado. The halach is in kufla megimel. We have it even by pekodin. How does it work? I gave you pekodin. Well, it's my vik. There's man. There's no man. You don't. A shomer doesn't have a schus in the pekodin. You don't have a schus here. So why don't you have to give me back the pekodin immediately? I gave you pekodin and it's a gazlan. Right now, I want my pekodin back. You're holding on to my pekodin. What gives you a right not to give it back? If you give it back to me tomorrow, I might tell you that you never gave it back to me because you didn't give it back in front of Edom. But say this, you risk. You might have a loss involved. But how do you have a right to hold on to my chavetz? How could you sit on my chayfetz? It's my chayfetz. You're a gazlan. Every second you withhold the chayfetz.
You give him a schus to hold on to your chayfetz.
A schus? He has a kinyan that what? What? He's not being. He has no right to be mishtamish in the morning, lamoshal, and it's no longer. He doesn't need the pajamas, and now he wants to use the pajamas. And he has no right to use pajamas. It's my pajamas, and the malvah has a kinyan in the pajamas. So you don't have a schus to use it. Well, what schus do you have? By a shomer b'chal has no schus. A shomer is just a shomer chinufek. Yeah, a shomer is meshubin to me. So how could he hold back my chayfetz? Well, it's a shaila. Rabbi Weisstoy is from here. I mean, this is, hey, you have all the rais and shas. But Weiss, I spoke to Rav Zalman Nechemi Goldberg yesterday. He asked him the shaila. He brought me a couple of rais to this inyan. But bottom line is, does state that a shomer, or a loiva for that matter, is not mechuyiv to give back an item to the malva, even if it's the malva's item, if he has a chash hefsid involved. If he might get a hefsid by giving it back, he's not mechuyev to give it back. He could hold on to it. He doesn't have to give it back. The mashal, one time a chacham gave me a mashal. He said, what happens if your item is in my house and somehow the door is locked and I lost the key, I can't get into my house, and you're asking for the item back? I would love to give it to you. I can't get it. Am I mechuyev to break down the door to have a hefzid? I'm not mechuyev to have a hefzid. I'm not mechuyev to give you back your mashkin or give you back the pekodin if you might be able to now be tevei for me and give me mafsid me monin. I'm not mechuyev to do. How do you be magdir? I don't really have a kin in the chayfetz, but I guess the other way. Akoyev pekodin is a gazlan. I'm not considered a gazlan. I'm not mechuyev to give you back. If the reason why I'm not giving it back is because I have a chash hefzid, I'm not mechuyev to give it back. Mamelo, I'm not a gazlan if I hold on to it. L'chayra, you have to say something like that.
What about by the malva? When he has to give the mashkin back, he doesn't have the same chayra.
When the malva has to give the mashkin back, if you have a risk, you mean. If the loiv is going to run away with it. If you have a risk, then maybe the malva is not mechuyev. Yeah, but that because here is a... I'll tell you why. Because here is matzias. There's no mitzvah to give back. The malva has a chiv to give back. It's a mitzvah mutal alav. He must return the mashkin whenever the loiv needs it. So because he has a kshash, I've said he doesn't have that mitzvah. I don't have a chiv to give it back. Your chayfetz is by me. Mamayni gabach. That's your taina. So it's by me. So novos, I'm now going to stop you from getting it. And I'm trying to stop you because I have a hefzid. I'm afraid that I might be nifsed because you might be tevei for me a second time. So therefore, I'm not going to allow you to take back your item. I don't have a chiv to give you back the item. But still, I gave it as a gazan. But vice, you have to say something of the sort. Okay.
It's only a vitter and taina. You can't taina that you gave back to me.
That the loiva.
You can't have the tarnach zarti because I'll touch the other way.
Right. And so, therefore, what happens if the mal comes in without Eidim?
But it has to give it back.
I vey.
But it has to be mevatel. He loses his chiz to say chzart.
Yes, so that's a problem.
The malva is a
shayla. So let's say the Ran says a non sahadi. Where's the non sahadi? Maybe the malva came to the loiva when they weren't Eidim. It's going to be a problem. So you lost your non sahadi. The loiva will tell Bezin, you did this trick on me, and therefore there's no non sahadi. All right. Fine, Rabbi, so let's move on. No chazach. If you look in the Goyin, how do we know that this thing works? How do we know that you could be magzid the mashkin and make it tonight and the malva is going to be covered? Where is the makar and shas for such a thing? So look, you should have brought the raya from the Mishnah in Shavuos by Al-Tafri and Yelabed and by Alva. The Goyin says a different raya. So the Goyin is Sifkot and Samech Gimel. Ayin Taisis Shom, Kuf Tezvov and Menalov, Divin Maskol Loma, Achaloyuka Likpar. What does the going mean? Going is like this. The Gemara has a kasha. Fek the Gemara. If I have a chiv to return you the mashkin whenever you need it, so why do I bother taking the mashkin in the first place? Mali litzar azayis. At night I can never give it back. Why do I take it in the first place? And for the Gemara, kedei that shri shouldn't be mishamit, and kedei that it when the person, the loiva, dies, it shouldn't become a metalton late to yisayim, I shouldn't be able to collect from it. No, since I have a kin in it, I will be able to be goiva even from the yisayimim, and I will be able to be goiva even after shvius. That's what the Gemara says, which is sift hazayin. That's Muhammad sift hazayin. Frektaisis, very nice Gemara. You answered why I took the mashkin in the first place. But frektaisis, I have another kasha. Why am I bothering taking it every single morning and every single night? Why am I keep on doing this? The halach is chayzum mamashkin. Let me just take it once. I take it once. I have a kin in the trees. Won't be mishamit. It won't be metaltel le'etzi yisaimim. But why am I bothering taking it every single night, every single morning? What am I doing that for? Get a mitzvah to have to return it back every time. Very good. Why don't I say that there? I don't know. Good kasha. Okay.
I mean, isn't that?
I'm not so sure. I'll tell you why. Because if I return it to you once, that first night, and I say, okay, now you could use his pajamas every single night for the rest of your life. So I don't have a lechati at tzedakah shtendik. Every night you're using the pajamas that really belong to the malva.
Yes, that's a good ask.
No, I'm just saying, so I don't have to take it back the next morning to give it back the next night. I'll get that one big mitzvah in one shot. Why am I choizu mamashkinin? Emphatisis, you saw it, zaktisis, you know why? Because I'm afraid that the leiva is going to be kaifa. The leiva, if I don't have his mashkin, he'll be kaifa. He'll say that he already paid me up. He already returned the mashkin, whatever it is, gone, goodbye. I'll never be able to win from this leiva. So to be able to have the upper hand, that I should be the mukzik, zaktisis, that's why I bother every single night, or every single morning I take back the pajamas, every single night I take back the machresha. I keep on taking it back every single time, so that the malva should have the upper hand. He should be mukzik, and if the leiva wants a tana parati, no, you can't. The malva is going to be nema. The malva will have the upper hand. Isaiah emphatizes. Frek the goin means to ask, which is a kasha that many achrayim ask on taisis. What's the mitzias? Remember, I take, let's say, pajamas. Every morning I take it, every night I return it. Taisis says, the reason why I take it back the next morning is kedei that I should have the upper hand, so the leva can't tie in the prati, whatever. But at night when I gotta give it back, I gotta give it back. I have no braya. I gotta give it back. So at night, the leiva will tie in the prati. He'll wait to tie in the prati whenever he's using the mashkin. What a taisis vadin. That the leiva can't tie in the prati when he's holding on to the mashkin? Peseido. So he'll wait a little bit. He'll wait every night or every day when he has the machresha, and then he'll tie in the prati. What did I vadin? When the leiva tie in his prati, so that's it. He tie in prati. It's going to be neman. If the mob is holding on to the mashkin, you mean? No, if the mob is holding on to the mashkin, then the leiva is not nemet to say parati.
No, maybe the time the leiva is tana parati, the mob says he didn't pay me, maybe at those times the mob is not going to give back the mashkin at night.
I know, you're right. If the leiva blows it and he lets out the secret that's what he plans on doing, so then we go into the shayla if the mob is mechuyev to give the mashkin if he's going to have a loss. But he'll pretend to be a tzaddik, David Longshman, as he's in at night, right when he has to get some pajamas, he'll tell the mom, I don't know who you are, I forgot your name, I don't know you, I never bought anything from you, I don't know what you're talking about. He'll wait till he has the mashkin in his rishus. At that point, what's the Baba going to do? So what did Taisus Fadim by saying that the loiva can't be kaifa? And for the goyin, your teretz. And for the goyin, vice dice. There's an Eitzah. This is the right to this Mechaber. It's a Goyin to Shariah. Weist Ois, that Taisis means to say that the Malv is going to return it to the Leiva in front of Edom and say, Al Tachzireini Ela Be'edim. And now if the Leiva is going to want to be Kaifa and say that he returned it, he's not going to be an Emon.
So do it once.
Boom. That's a big Kasha. Excellent. But first let's get the Goyin. Excellent. Bomb Kasha. But the Goyin says that must be in Taisis you see this Raya. You see that you must have the ability to do something to cover yourself. Otherwise, what's Taisis Teretz of Shalai Yichbar? He will be Kaifa when he has the Mashkin. Elamai the Raya that the Malva has the right to give it back in front of Edom and say, Al Taksri El Be'edom. And now if the Leiv is going to say when he has the Mashkin, when he has his pajamas, he's going to now tell the Malva Parati or Chzarti? He's not Nevin, because I told you, Al Taksri El Be'edom, must be it works. I say, Zok the Goyin. The Baham Kasha on the Goyin is your Kasha. I don't understand. I don't even see anyone who has the Kasha. What was Taisa's Kasha? Why are you Chayzer Mashkinin? What do I have to do it every single night for? Kozman, I have the Eitz of the Machab and the Goyin, I still have the Kasha. Do it once. The first time I took the Mashkin, I should give back the Mashkin to the Leiva and tell the Leiva in front of Edom, Al Takzireini Ela Bifnei Edom, and never take the Mashkin again. And I don't have to take the Mashkin again, because you won't be able to be Kaifa. Because if you try to say Hegzarti, you're not going to be an Emon. You're going to say Parati, you're not an Emon. You don't have the Mikud Hegzarti. So again, back to the Kasha. So why am I Chayzer Mamashkinin? And Taisis is coming to answer that Kasha. Vice Tois, this Eitzah is not the Eitzah that Taisis means. Because if he meant this Eitzah, then he doesn't have to be Chayzer Mamashkinin. He could just do it once. Taisis Vice Tois has somehow a Chayzer Mamashkinin, and that was going to work to prevent you from saying Parati. A bomb Kasha. What?
If he did it 10 years ago, maybe those items are not around, the item that saw that he gave it to him. This way, he constantly has Edom that said, I'll take Zerah and the other Edom.
So I should do it, I'll take young Edom, and I should do it once. And when the Edom die, at that point, and in the Chanam, I should do it again. I should take it again. Because when the Edom die, why am I Chayzim Mashkin? It sounds like every night I'm going back. Right, the Pasuk says, Ad Baya Shemesh Tishiven Olai, and at night you take it back from him. Why am I doing that? Every 10 years, or 10 years, a guy could live 100 years, hopefully by then he'll pay me up my chayv. What's going on? To be meisiv a little bit on the kasha, is that if the goyin, if this is what Tosis meant, the goyin, and this is the Eitzah, so Bishlam, if you learn like the Rashba, that I could force the loiva to accept my terms, my tanai. Besides this, I'm covered to make sure that you won't be able to be goyva. But if the life is not mechuyev to force, to be mekabel the terms, how am I covered? If you give me chayzim and mashkenin, when you give me back the mashkenin, even if 5 years, every night you do this, at one point in time, I'm gonna, when you try to make this tonight again, I'm going to tell you, no, tonight I'm not accepting this tonight, and I'm going to win, right? If you go la halacha, the life doesn't have to accept it tonight. So he's not covered, so what's the point? It's mamisha exercise of futility. What does he want? Why is the malva doing it? Keep on taking it, shalich be'al life. The life is going to be kaif anyway. Eventually, at one point in time, he won't accept this tonight, and he'll have the ability to say that he was maxer without Edom, and he'll be never to say parati b'migdagzarti as well. What's going on? So, Grad the Pshat and Taisis comes along a Tumim, it's the same Kasha, and the Tumim says a different Pshat and Taisis, Geshmak a Pshat. Zok the Tumim, Kvaldik a Pshat. Zok the Tumim, just like there's a concept that Ein Adam Perei Teich Zmanoi, there's a chazoka, ein adam perei takes man, and if he tain is parati takes man, he's not neman. So too zokta tumim, there's a concept of ein adam machzir hamashkin takes manoi. Cause man, it's night, and I need those pajamas. I'm not going to give you the pajamas back in the middle of the night. I still need those pajamas. So I have a chazoka, I would never return to you this mashkin. The loiva would never give back the mashkin to the malva. Cause man, the loiva still needs the mashkin during the day or during the night, whichever it is. My mailer, Zakta Tumim, all I have to do is, the malva just has to come at every morning, the pajamas, give it back at night, and all I have to do is, in the morning, I come to you right away, in the morning, at the crack of dawn. What are you going to tie now? Right now, you can't tie now, you gave it. Right now, I'm asking you, you're going to tell me that you gave it back to me in the middle of the night? No, then we have a chazaka, ein adam perei takes manoi, ein adam machzir hamashkin b'takes manoi. Zakta says, you know why you're chayzim hamashkinin? Because if I wouldn't be chayzim hamashkinin, if I would wait, and I wouldn't come in the crack of dawn, I would wait a couple of days, or even to the afternoon, the guy would say, this morning I gave it back to you already, you were at my door this morning. He'll lie. You were at my door this morning, and I gave it to you this morning. I didn't need the pajamas anymore, I gave it back to you. So then the labor would be neman. But like this, since it's chayzum amashkin, that the malva comes at the end of the tekufa, each tekufa, he comes right away to the labor's house, there's never a chance for the labor ever to say that I gave you back the mashkin. Because to say that I gave you back the mashkin in the middle of the term, you're not going to be a neman. Because ein adam perei takes manoi. But you have to be metamtim the rekha, right? You have to come at mamish at the end. Exactly.
The problem in the morning,
they'll
say, I don't know you.
What do you mean? Last night I gave you back the mashkin with Edom. Oh, the perei? No, perei you're not neman to say unless b'migo de exarti, which we're going to have to see why. And exarti you're not neman to say because it's takes man. And I'm not meant to say that you gave me back the mashkin takes man. Perayin you can't, and exarti you can't. To say that you paid up in the middle of the night and took back the mashkin, that you're not meant to do. Because perayin itself, you're not neman, and exarti you're not neman in the middle of the night, because any of them doesn't give back his mashkin to the malvo in the middle. Beseda. So that's what the Tumim says. And this, I just want to bring out from the Tumim, which is a dava l'chukariya pasha, but it's yisaydi. We said from Sif Tezayin, that the chiv that the malva has to give the loiva is not a chiv moment. It's only a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah ba'uma. You can't force the malva to do it. If the malva refuses to give the mashkin back to loiva, nothing he could do. I want to know, what happens if the malva did give back the mashkin to the loiva at the beginning of the night, and then he has charata, an hour later he knocks back on the door, give me back my mashkin. The loiva said, but you have a mitzvah. I'll worry about the mitzvah a different time. I want back the mashkin. Could the malva force the loiva to give him back the mashkin? Teich hazman. Teich hazman of ishtamches. It belongs to the malva. Oh. So l'chayra, you would say that yes, because the chiv to give it to the loiva is only a mitzvah. It's not a chiv moment. And it belongs right to the mashkin. So the malva could change his mind whenever he wants. From the Tumim, you see not like that. Because if that would be the case, then how could the Tumim say that there's a chazok, eino de magzi ha-mashkin toich zmanoi? It's not true. Maybe the malva came to me toich zmanoi and is an avarian and asked me back for the mashkin. I can't withhold it. I'll be a gazel if I withhold it. I had to give it back to him.
You're saying he's a
Rashi,
not doing the
mitzvah. Every time there's a kosher in a bezin, and I disagree with you, I say I paid, and you say you didn't pay. I'm saying you're a gazlan, you're a Rashi, you're lying in bezin. You're saying I'm the gazlan, I'm the Rashi.
But that's not beidim. He is no condition with beidim. He has that beidim there.
No, alter for any beidim is the goyin zaitza. We're going, the tumen doesn't have this zaitza until he says, stop. You gave me the mashkin at night, and comes along the morning, I got to give it back to you, and the mav is going to be nemon, and the levi can't be kaifa, because ein adam pareh takes money, ein adam magzeh mashkin takes money. I say, zok the tumen. So I just want to know, what do you mean? What happens if the malva knocked on my door? And the mav, you see from the tumen, you saw it, and it's...
The levi can't get back to us,
the Moshe's zaitza. Yeah, okay, fine.
No,
you don't have to come out to Mesaya, let's be Avera. Right, whatever. Yeah, same thing. Moshe said to Lefneiva that maybe tomorrow he'll have a chshash will be today. He did it, it's it right now, because you have a chiv, Hashem Teshaven Eloi, you got to give me the mashkin. So for me to give it to you, I'm being Mesaya, Mamish, and Avera, the Shas Maisa. Fine. I just want.
I think it's more than that. Even if he's doing it because of mitzvah, he still gave me a kinyan shamshu.
Otazai. That's what I think the tumim. Exactly. That's what I think the tumim means to say. I think the tumim means to say, and it's a svar, that enakhanamba, you don't have a chiv to give me the mashkin. It's only a mitzvah. But once I did give you back the mashkin, olachoti tzedakah, what was the tzedakah? I gave it to you to use for that night. So when I gave it to you to use that night, and you picked it up, you were kind of that ishtamsh. Like I lent it to you. You were kind of that ishtamsh for the night. So therefore, I cannot mun it back from you. The lever will be able to hold on to it because money needs it, because that's what was given to him. The male is like to do him correctly that is in the paratex man in the max and mashkin takes man, and that's pratentosis. Rabbis, I still have a cash in the tumim. I think. When you gave it back, that was Hagbah, Mashiach, right? When it chotzer, it's in his house, he has many kinyonim, he has 1,000 kinyonim. But I still have a kash in the tumim. He comes on with the yesoid that is the yesoid ain't other magse hamashkin takes money. I have a kash on that yesoid because what's he saying? In the middle of the night, I would never give it back to you, right? Also, I want to know what happens if I gave you pajamas to give. I gave the loiva back pajamas at night, and punk tonight the loiva has to catch a flight. He's getting up 2 in the morning, and he's going to be going out of town. He's not at 2 o'clock. He's waking up. He's not sleeping anymore. I want to know, can the malva come to the levi at 2:15 and take the pajamas? Or I have to give you the pajamas for the whole night? He could. I think it's a davar pashit. I only have a chiv to give it back to you, cause man, you need it. If you have another pair, I don't have to give it to you. If you don't need the pajamas tonight, it's shavuos night and you're staying up the whole night. I don't have a chiv to give you back the pajamas. You don't need the pajamas tonight. So, cause man, the loiva doesn't need his pajamas, or claim achresha. Today, he's taking chofesh, he's learning with his kids, he's coming, he's going to be a bar beirav, the chadjema, he's coming to the base medrash. Today, he doesn't need his claim achresha. So today, I don't have to give him back the claim achresha. Or if he's calling it early day, he's going out with his wife to eat lunch. So that's it. So at lunchtime, you better give me back the claim achresha. You don't need it anymore for the rest of the day. So how could the Tumim say that there's a chazoka, ein adam magzeh the mashkin takes manoi, the loiva kataina, I gave it back to you in the middle of the night. The Tumim would say, what do you mean? We're a chazoka. What chazoka? I was up in the middle of the night. I got up early this morning. I don't need the pajamas anymore, and I have a chiv to give you back the pajamas, even in the middle of the night. Where does he come on to a chazoka, ein adam pareh takes manoi? It's not a given that I'm going to have the pajamas the whole time. It's not a given I'm going to have the claim akresh the whole time. It's only cause, man, that I need it. Tonight, I didn't need it. So tonight, I gave it back to you.
I didn't need the boy anymore.
Yeah, one second. By the money, even if a person thinks that he doesn't need to pay back, but he doesn't know, mayula jayim, maybe tomorrow's going to need the money. Since it's not before the due date, no one rushes to pay back because they might need the money for something else. Even if it's a zafik, why should they pay back for? But here, it's pajamas for tonight. I'm catching the plane. I know I don't need the pajamas anymore. For tonight, for sure, I see 3 hours ahead. I can plan. For the next 3 hours, I'm not going to need the pajamas. And then I have a chit to give you back the pajamas, even in the middle of the night. So where do you have the chazok? I don't know. Pareh takes money. Good, so the malva could knock on the loiva's door, and then the loiva would be mechuyv to give it back. So the loiva could tell you, knocked on my door last night, you knew I was flying to Eretz Yisrael in the middle of the night, so you came to me, and I gave you back the pajamas in the middle of the night. So again, so Bekitza, his eitz is nafal bebira l'chayra, back to the drawing board. What in the world does Taisa want? Yechayza m'mashkin, why? Kedei that the loivish can't be kaifa. What do you mean kedei loivish can't be kaifa? Whenever the loivish is going to have the mashkin, at that point, he'll be kaifa. What does it help me that I take it every night, but every morning he's going to have it? Or forget it. What is it going to help me take it every morning? Every night he's going to have it. Marav and Igor, what's Pratan Taisa?
Is only by mammon, or if you borrowed something, an item, you have the same
chazaka? Well, that's what he was trying to say.
Not
a,
no.
The tumim. Oh, by Sheila.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sheila could be, is different because I don't need it.
You have a pair of pajamas, you don't need it.
Because Sheila could be, I only need it for a certain tzarek, and that tzarek is gone. Here, it's, the mashkin is only returned to me for this man of tzarek. Means by day, of course, I'm going to give you back the pajamas. So if it's only for a limited time, the tumim wants to say that you have that chazaka. And we're arguing, we're saying, look, we don't understand. Maybe tonight you didn't need the pajamas, you got up early. So where's your chazaka? Means avada kozman, you need the pajamas, and I'm asking that.
Just like if you borrow a pair of pajamas for at night, if you have the chazaka and you have them today, even if you got up 2 o'clock in the morning, you're going to still keep it for the full night. So
oh, that I don't know. That I don't know.
A
regular shayla, lachayna. Okay. I wanted to make a suggestion, Prat and Taisis, from Rav Zinegre. Everyone is mutching on Taisis. Many, just a simple Eitzah, to Lishtikah Hamas in Taisis, but if you look, in Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz, when Rabbeinu Peretz says over the Teretz of Taisis, he says, B'zeh Haloshen. The reason why I'm Chayzeh Mamashkinin, Lefi, Shekol Sha'a, Taifis Mashkainis, I am constantly kosha, holding on to your mashkainis lashon rabim, and you won't be able to be kaifa. I believe, or I want to at least suggest, chatting the Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz is Rabbi Yisrael Avad, if I only have a pajamas, I'm going to be stuck, because when I return you the pajamas, I'm out. It's talking about a case where I took your pajamas and your clay machresha. I took your mashkin of clay yoim and your mashkin of clay laila, and each one is already worth the whole amount of my chayv. You owe me $100. I took $100 worth of pajamas and $100 worth of your tools. Now, I'll never hold on to both of them, because at night, I'm only holding on to your tools and not your pajamas. By day, I'm only holding on to your pajamas, not the tools. But I am teifis your mashkin shtendik, kol shah, I can be teifis a mashkin. That's why I'm chayzer my mashkin in. When I come to return your pajamas, buddy, better give me back the clay makresha. And in the morning, when I return the clay makresha, give me back the pajamas. I'm not giving up one without the other. I'm a kol, what? Hitaka doesn't need Edom. Taisa doesn't say that to his Edom. It was only the guy who did that. Taisa said the reason why I'm chayzer my mashkinin is kedei shlo yichbar
aloiva. That's not the reason.
Yes.
Because he has to give him back the clay yarn.
So what?
The reason why he has to come back.
Why am I chayzer mashkin? But why am I not taking the clay lila? Why did I take the pajamas the second time and the clay makresha the second time? Is I am constantly going to revolve, take one, return the other, take one, return the other. Why? So this way, I always have something. I'm going to be the muktzik, and you will never be able to be kaifa. And who says this? I've dreamt this up. It's a piskei rid. The piskei rid in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, that's a Mishnah in Kufya Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok to Piskirid. What's Pshat in the Mishnah? He argues with Rashi. Zok to Piskirid. It's Pshat is that I took two mashkoinis, one of the night, one of the day. Each one by itself is worth the whole amount of the choif, and I have a right to take that double mashkin because I'm never holding on more than one at a time. And Zok to Piskirid, why do I do that? Zok to Piskirid. So this way I should always be toughest beyad the neged the chayv.
What's his right of having a value of a kinyan, a value of $200?
Because I never am holding on to both at once.
Yeah,
I have a kinyan on both. Right. But I grad you should know.
Unless because it's dangerous to give back one.
Good. And grad you should know it's not so posh. It's you're talking I have a right to make a kinyan on a mashkin more than the chayv as well. The back, there's a back that holds that even though the Gemara Kuf Dalet is mashman not like that, that's only because the Gemara says that the loiva is mekabel all the hefseidim of his hishtamshis. If I'll take $100 pajamas from you, wear and tear, it's only going to be worth 90, so I'm not going to be covered. So the Gemara, I shouldn't take more than $100 because the loiva is going to be mekabel on himself that if there's wear and tear, he's going to be mashlam the difference. That's a Gemara. that we don't do that. We don't make the loiva be makabel that. So kumtois, I am allowed to take a mashkin even more than the chayv, because maybe I have to account for the wear and tear. That's good. So I mean, la loka, anyway, I'm not mitzumtzam to the amount. But like the Taisa Rid, it's better. Piskin, it's better. I'm never holding on to 200. I'm holding on to this 100 or that 100. And I'm doing it kidei, like you said, that I should always have the upper hand. That right? Yeah, but then maybe the guy allowed him to do it. By sell the Hoyeshava, maybe he allowed him. But here I'm saying I'm allowed to do a Baal Korchai. Right, but the kids are... Sorry? Luchati Yitzdaka, what do you mean?
You're
going to
go through the hassle. You're not really giving up something.
Luchati Yitzdaka, that I'm... Oh, what do you mean? By the going, they don't do this. They turn on the fire. You're going to sleep tonight without pajamas. Luchati Yitzdaka, Yidden don't do that. Yidden, they behave nicely with the loiva. They're going to make sure he has pajamas at night and his clay machresh at the day. He'll take one, he'll give back one, take one, give back one. But that's shan. Now, even though Taisis is not married, but Taisis Rabbeinu Peretz is on Taisis, and that is Lashon. Taisis kol sha constantly, mashkainis Lashon Rabbim. So he always has one another. Mamela, the whole kasha of tumen, the goyin, hips, knishtan. That's shan Taisis. But Lamaisa, you want to know where the mechaba has this halacha, taxirin, liel, abedim? Luchai, that's from the Mishnah in Shavuos Lamaches. We find a concept by Havah, and the Mechaber brings it, and the Shach brings it down in Kuf Lamagimel by Pekotin. Who are then by Mashkin? We have that ability. It can be master with the loiva. Al takzireni ela be'edim. If you try to give it back to me without edim, you're not going to be neman. And Memele Rabbi said, let's play it out. Yes, so just a Chazar Zashia. It's going to work. And if the Mavi tries to take it back without edim, the loiva is not mechuyev to do it because he doesn't have to put himself into a risk, into a hefset. And Mamela, this is the Eitzah to prevent the loiva from saying parati, prevent the loiva from saying hagzarti. All right, Rabbi, so we did mamish covered the tip of the bucket. I was hoping to get much further tonight. Oit chazoi, next week, Miyat Hashem is Purim, so we're off Purim, having to have a felik on Purim. But the following week, Miyat Hashem, it's 9:30. They changed the clock tonight, and it's going to be Belinda at 9:30. Bezus Hashem. All right, a good tovach.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.